voices that did comfort me, furthest from my